Important week for the legislature this week, hearing the governor's annual budget address. As always, a lot to disseminate from just one speech.
Yeah, I thought the governor gave a very, very good speech. He was extremely energetic, and he touched on a lot of topics that we really need to talk about.
Part of what we're hearing after that speech is a difference in projected revenue from the governor and what the legislature is looking at. Do you think that will factor in more heavily maybe than other things in terms of getting between here and the second Friday in May?
Oh, I think it will, especially the majority party in the legislature and the governor differ on what the growth is in revenue for this coming year, what they expect. It'll be pretty contentious trying to get a balanced budget out of these two bodies to the governor's desk. Usually they agree on the revenue growth, but it doesn't seem to happen this year, so we'll have to talk about it. As we get toward the middle of May, we'll have a better feeling of where the budget's going to be, what the economy in the state is doing.
Anything from that speech stick out as something that you're hoping that is grasped by this legislature?
Well, obviously, the big item in the room is Medicaid expansion. I thought the governor did a very, very good job by his point of saying, even though the rollout was rough and, you know, we had a lot of problems enrolling people throughout the country, not to expand Medicaid doesn't fix that. So that's not a good reason to not do it. So the numbers are compelling. You know, the state needs the revenue. Is the state losing money by not doing it? No, but the state's not reaping the benefit of it. Yes, our tax dollars are going to other states that will reap the benefit. So we just need to do it.
You've introduced a bill that I believe you have in past years, and that addresses the death penalty here in Missouri.
It is, and I introduced it this past week. We need to take a good look at the death penalty, especially with some of this current discussion going on with the pending execution of Mr. Smoltz and the whole drug protocol controversy. So my bill doesn't address that. My bill just wants to audit the cost of incarceration versus the death penalty. It could be the beginning of a bigger conversation that I feel that we need to have.
When we talk about the budget, we talk about a difference in numbers and the difficult revenue years we've had the past 4 or 5 years, and you hear the word audit, it would seem to me a no-brainer that this would be something that everybody would embrace.
Well, you know, I would echo that. I don't understand why we have a problem taking a look at what various procedures or various departments cost us. I think that is our duty as stewards of the taxpayer money. But this is the third year that I've introduced the bill. I did get it to the Senate floor last year, couldn't get it out. Hopefully, as this discussion around this pending execution, that people will think long and hard about this, and hopefully we can move this bill forward.
This may be more of a philosophical question than anything, but we saw the death penalty put on hold back in the 70s nationwide. We've had, since its return, and especially now with the lethal injection incidents, a recent execution in Ohio seemed to take a lot longer than it's supposed to. Have we reached the point of critical mass, as it were, where this entire issue may be questioned not just in Missouri, but nationwide again?
I would certainly hope so. I think we need to take a look at it. There's no doubt that these victims want some kind of justice, and I am extremely sympathetic to them. But I think we need to take a good look. Number one, is this really the right way that we ought to do this? Is this how we ought to punish people? We just need to have that discussion. We have so many issues. There's no doubt that these are very heinous crimes. What we need to do is have a serious talk about the punishment for the heinous crime and not be just as heinous.